Welcome to the Daily Word with Pastor Otto for Wednesday, March 25th. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Today's reading is from Isaiah chapter 25. O Lord, you are my God. I will exalt you. I will praise your name, for you have done wonderful things, plans formed of old, faithful and sure. For you have made the city a heap, the fortified city a ruin. The foreigner's palace is a city no more. It will never be rebuilt. Yet on this mountain, the Lord of hosts will make for all peoples a feast of rich food, a feast of well-aged wine, of rich food full of marrow, of aged wine well refined. And he will swallow up on this mountain the covering that is cast over all peoples, the veil that is spread over all nations. He will swallow up death forever. And the Lord God will wipe away tears from all faces, and the reproach of his people he will take away from all the earth, for the Lord has spoken. It will be said on that day, "Behold, this is our God. We have waited for him. Let us be glad and rejoice in his salvation." This is the word of the Lord. The striking moment in today's reading is Isaiah's praise of God. His country lies in ruins, occupied by a raider nation. Society is in shambles, buildings forsaken. For generations, God's people failed to teach their children the ways of the Lord. Husbands and wives no longer prayed for salvation, having fallen into unbelief. But Isaiah was one of a remnant who believed God's promises in dark times. His shout, "O Lord, you are my God," is better suited for times of peace. Yet he speaks it among ruins, so that hope rules the day. We pray. Father of nations, you gather and you scatter. You draw men to yourself and send others away. While the veil of death spreads over nations, we fear you as our righteous judge. By your decree alone are we condemned or pardoned. Grant us faith to say, "You are my God," that we wait among the ruins for you. In Jesus' name, amen.